Well, from restoring senses to restoring movement, and with over 130,000 people suffering some paralysis as a result of spinal injury every year, devices that can bypass the spine and convert brain activity directly into coordinated movement could immeasurably improve thousands of lives. And now, research at the University of Pittsburgh and Northwestern University has done just that, and they've returned the ability to grip a ball to partially paralysed monkeys. Functional electrical stimulation, or FES, has been used extensively and studied and deployed as a way to restore movement to paralysed limbs. The technique involves using electrodes to simulate the signals from the brain and stimulate muscles directly. Clinical systems already exist that can return a limited gripping type action to patients, but they generally involve tapping into the activity of a nearby healthy muscle and learning to use that non-related muscle to control the hand, usually in a very simple pinch type motion. So returning the full dexterous use of the hands would really be life-changing. And now, writing in Nature, Lee Miller and colleagues describe how they measured the electrical activity in the hand region of the primary motor cortex in the brain of monkeys while these monkeys were completing a couple of simple tasks. Importantly, they also measured the electrical activity that was going on in the muscles that controlled the hand and the forearm, and that allows them to link the brain activity they're seeing with the muscle activity and therefore predict how muscles should react in response to a certain pattern of brain signals. The two tasks that the monkeys had were very simple, but they did need some fine control of grip. So in one task, the monkeys had to pick up a ball that's roughly the size and weight of an apple and then drop that into a collecting tube, and then they'd get a reward. The second task actually measured control of how hard the monkey could squeeze. So you had to squeeze a flexible tube at a particular strength for a given amount of time, and then you'd get your reward. So once the monkeys had been trained up in these tasks and they'd measured the brain and muscle activity, the symptoms of a spinal injury were temporarily mimicked by knocking out the nerves in the elbow with anaesthetic. The researchers then used this functional electrical stimulation along with their predictions of the response of brain activity in order to activate the muscles in real time, exactly how they expected they would react for that particular pattern of brain activity. Now, this allowed the monkeys to complete both tasks again, showing that this technique can return not just that sort of binary on-off gripping motion, but actually the fine control, fine squeeze control that's needed to modulate grip strength. And that effectively bypassed the spinal cord completely.
So are they saying that the same thing could be translated to humans? You could read the brain waves from the motor regions of the brain and then, using their algorithm for how muscles should respond to those sorts of patterns of brain activity, you would be able to superimpose that activity on the muscle and restore movements that are more physiological, more normal in these individuals to do those sorts of tasks.
That's exactly what they're saying, yes, but they do point out that just knocking out nerves with an anaesthetic is a very simplistic model of a spinal injury, and really you'd get partial signals coming through, you'd get spasms and so on. So it is still going to take a bit more research before we can really just bypass the spine and return that movement.
Fascinating. Thank you very much, Ben.